defect of the Western country. In fact, today, there is no social structure. The father, mother, they divorce. And the children become careless. Most cases, it is depressed. I've seen many of my students. Their family, whole family, disrupted on account of father and mother, even in old age. I've seen Pramananda's mother. His father was very, he still is in it, very good businessman, very nice family, good income. All of us have the father and mother. He's angry, so they go. The son's going somewhere, the brother's going somewhere. And the father married again, the mother married again. They were not happy. And the business also closed. Right. So by one instance I can understand that how in the Western countries people become out of social structure. The root cause is godlessness. Root cause.
You know, the road is getting easier too.
That is very dangerous law to allow divorce. Divorce should not be allowed. If there is some disagreement between husband and wife, you should neglect them. According to Charaka Pandit, you are great politician. He has said that Dampati Kalahe Chaiva Bambharambhe Lagukya. A husband and wife's quarrel should not be taken very seriously. Ajaduddhe Munishrathe. Ajaduddhe is just like fight between two wars. They're fighting and if you say that, they burn. Clearly, the fight between husband and wife should not be taken very serious. Let them fight for some time, they will stop. But the husband and wife finally, as soon as he goes to the lawyer and he gets entrenched, he just comes to the court. So the first defect is there is divorce law. Another defect is that there is no method how to train a man to become first class. That is there in the Vedic tradition. Now, of course, in India, that is also now evolved by degradation. Otherwise, the society was divided into four classes. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. The Brahmanas were first class. Ideas. But in the society there is no ideas there. One should have some example, living example, to see here is an idea. So the ideal man is described here in our Bhagavad Gita. What is the ideal? any man can be trained up, not 7%, but even 1% man becomes ideal. The 99% will see and follow. But there is no ideal man. That is the difference. So, just as we are training them as ideal men, by character, by religion, by behavior, by education. That is the purpose of this Krishna consciousness. And you can see practically what was their previous life and what they are now. So government should establish an institution to create ideal men who can help.
It would be very difficult for the people to start out with us.
Huh?
Would be impossible if the kids had started out with us.
No, they live, this is like they're living. They're coming from the same group. But they are now sentient. It is a question of training. I have no facility. Whatever I have done, by personal endeavor and their cooperation. Neither your government, I mean the Western government, they helped me, neither my government helped me. Although we are struggling to draw some mad idea. They appreciate, but they do not give us. Now, just as we have purchased this home by our endeavor, great difficulty, because we have no income. We write our books, then we sell, we get some income. So somehow or other we expect. But no government is helping us. They are increasing brother drinking. At least in India, there was no drinking propaganda. Now the government is making this. They are opening wine shop. India, even in the British period, drinking was very, very restricted. Very, very restricted. But somehow socially, if anyone drinks, he is rejected as a gentleman. The drunkard was never accepted. Similarly, meat eaters. They were considered third class. In our childhood, we have seen when people learn to eat meat very secretly, not within the house, outside the house, with some Mohammedan cooker. It was considered very abnormal to eat meat, to drink. And women, they were kept strictly under the vigilance of parents, father. Young girls, not to mix with any young man. If one young girl goes out of home and does not come back at night, then her life is wasted. Nobody will marry her. So the father had to keep the young girls with great care, and the father was very, very anxious to find out the boy to hand it. We have seen, you know, but now these things are slackening. Jawaharlal Nehru, our late Prime Minister, to do divorce law. Now the society in charge of
such. But see, society wants this.
Eh?
Society wants this.
society is just like your child who wants to go to hell, but it is not the duty of the father to allow him to go to hell. Society, what? Because the society does not know, the government does not know how to uplift the position of the human being. They do not know it. They know that the animals and we are the same. They simply loiter naked and we are nicely dressed. That's all. Similarly. I remain animal, but my advancement is because I am very nicely dressed. That is the standard now. But basic civilization is not. The animal must change the consciousness. He must be still now, a human being. So that is the
Samudama Tata Tosam Shankara Shanti Ardivam Evisa Janam Vijanam Artisham Dhamma Kamasam Bhagavat Pankarajam Shankara. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge, and religiousness. These are the qualities by which the Brahmanas work.
So, people should be trained that. So immediately to solve all the problems like this is to start an institution to train four classes of them. Beginning. But there is no training. How can I expect if you allow a child to smoke from the very beginning and to commit all kinds of sinful activities, how you can expect a nice gentleman when he's grown up? It is not possible. It is possible by this Krishna consciousness movement, but somebody may not be induced to come and join, but if you train him from the very beginning, it's why we have got our training in school, Gurukul, in Dallas, Texas. So, from the very beginning, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years old children, they're in training. It is not that 10% men will be trained up spiritually, but in a small percentage, ideal men there are in the society. At least people will think, oh, yeah, you are ideal. But then there is no such facility. We are training, sometimes people laugh. What is this nonsense? They criticize. They say, leaders of the society do not encourage. Yesterday I was talking with one priest about illicit sex life. He said, well, what is wrong there? It is a great pleasure. We are training, we are advocating the illicit sex is sinful. So our first condition is that one must give up these four things. Illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. This is my first condition before accepting. So there is, and the problem.
This is what people will do. This is what clients will do.
Yes, they do. If regular institution runs on with all facilities, we will get so many devotees come here. After some time, they become dedicated devotees. The method must be there. We are increasing. Our movement is not decreasing. Just like we have opened a temple here. There was no temple, but we have got nothing. In this way, all over the world, our movement is increasing. It is not decreasing. I came from India alone, New York, 1965. So for 1 year, I had no place to stay, I had no means to eat. I was loitering practically, living in some friend's house and some friend's house. Then gradually grown up people, I was chanting in a square in New York, alone. 2-3 hours. But we are chanting some square. We are going in New York. So that was my beginning. Then gradually, people came. Hey, you are in something. Club, what is that?
Yes, California?
Yes. Ranch?
That
one car. Ah, that was another grove.
Yeah,
you are there. I was there. The professor, the organizer, he took me there. So I think if you are serious, let us combinedly open an institution where people should be trained up how to become first class. Children should be trained. That is better solution.
But change society.
Huh? You know, no change. Let society what it is. We cannot come children. As we are doing in Dallas, and some men also, just like we have trained them. It is possible, right? It is a practical example. Just like you are in a den, morning star.
They have been telling you in the name of the Senior Lord?
This is practical. We can stop because they have become sensitive. Everyone, India, they are surprised. So how we have made this European Americans like this? They are surprised. Because in India, the Brahmins and others, they were under impression that these Western people, they are hopeless. They cannot be any very advanced religion is practiced. So when they see, we have got many temples in India, that they are worshipping deity and managing everything, chanting, dancing, they are surprised. Many Swami stands before me, that they could not transform. But it is not I as transform, but the method is so nice that they begin to.
But people will take a very small percentage of the population.
No, there is no percentage of 5%. I say that even a small percentage, there must be some ideal man. At least people will see that here is the ideal. Just like here, I mean, because they are chanting and dancing, many outsiders are coming. And they are also learning. They are also offering obeisance, and gradually they are offering their service. Please accept it. The example is better than precept. If you have an ideal group of men, then people will automatically learn. That is what. But don't mind. I don't find any ideal group of men. Even the priests are going to hospital for their drinking health. I saw him sometime before in a hospital, 5,000 patients, alcoholics, priests. So priests should be ideal character. And they are advocating homosexuals. A very ideal Christian man. In the priestly class, they are going to hospital for drinking habits, and they are allowing man-to-man marriage and homosexuals. A very ideal Christian.
But homosexual is a sickness in our
life.
Homosexual is a sickness. What should you say? It's just like a person can't see you would punish him for not seeing. You can't punish a person for being homosexual. It's the opposite, I would say.
So anyway, the priestly class sanctioning homosexuals.
Right?
Sanctioning, they're allowing homosexuals.
Yeah, but we say
and that. There was report that man and man was married by the priest. In New York, there is a paper, Watchtower. There is a Christian paper. I have seen in that paper. They condemn me. The priest is allowing man-to-man marriage. And they are passing resolution. Homosexual is passed. All right. And in Perth, he said that the students are discussing about homosexuals in favor of homosexuals. So where is the ideal character? So if you want something tangible business, train some people to become ideal character. That is this Krishna concept.
But you say people say, but the idea of you is not the idea for somebody.
I'm giving the example, idea, character.
Okay, but it's still one opinion.
No, opinion, it will not depend on opinion. Opinion, what is the value of opinion if the people are all actors? There's no opinion. One should test as it is enjoyed in this heart. No opinion. What is the use of taking opinion of an act? So, the people are 10 now, just like dogs and asses. Say, what is the use of their opinion? It must be enforced, it must be right. Just like when we introduce this noise system, I never said for their opinion. The opinion immediately, there will be discussion. And what is the use of taking their opinion? It must be done. But that is the defect of our sensibilization, vox populi, taking opinion of the public. But what is the value of this public? Drunkards, mokers, meat eaters, woman hunters, what is the use? They are not first class men. So what is the use of such third class, fourth class men's opinion? We do not advocate such opinion. What Krishna says, that is standard, that's all. Krishna is the supreme and he is person is final. No opinion, no demarcation. When you go to a physician, doctor for treatment, the physician does not place his prescription for opinion of other patients. Now I am prescribing this medicine for this gentleman. Now give me your opinion. Does he do that? So all patients, what they will give to me? The physician is the perfect person. Whatever he has written prescription, that's all. But here he works on everything, public opinion.
You don't think the peasants have any mind of their own?
No, their mind, that is duplicated mind. That's like madman. He has got his mind. But what is the value of that mind? You are not going to take opinion of a madman. He has his mind. But he's a madman. Mula. Maya Pritakyana. His knowledge has been taken. The mind being what is called in disordered condition. There is no value for this opinion.
And what is the Brahman says to rule the world in their own interest?
He is not for his own interest, for everyone's interest. That is honest.
Now what is his status?
What's
the world changes since this book was
done? Simply because they do not follow. Just like in India, this is the character of the Brahmana. But later on, gradually, the culture was lost since the last 1,000 years. Because India was subjugated by foreigners. The Mohammedans, they introduced some of that culture. Then the Britishers came. Everyone wants an interest. The Britishers, when British people, they are Lord Macaulay's private report was that if you want to kill them as Indian Hindu, you will never be able to rule over. So, this was British government's policy to condemn everything in India.
But you said before they said they didn't allow drinking, the British. So you know that. Didn't you say before?
Yes, the British allowed. The British, carefully, because they directly did not, put hands on that culture, but underground. And when they are now trained, now they are opening the door. But this training was by the Britishers. In gentleman society, they must be drinking. This was the
interest.
Indian society, they did not know how to drink tea. In our time, we have seen that Britishers started tea gardens. There was no tea plant before meeting. The Britishers saw the labor is very cheap and they wanted to do business. They started just like they're doing in Africa. So many gardens, coffee and tea. So they started and the tea was transferred to be sold in America. They were after business. So the Lasoma Sea will consume. The government started a tea safe committee. All the tea garden holders, they would pay garden. And road to road, street to street, the business was canvassing, preparing tea, very nice, palatable tea. And they are advertising, if you drink tea, then you will not feel very much hungry, and your malaria will go away, and so on, and so on. And people began to drink tea. Nice stuff. I've seen it. Now they got a taste. Now gradually, now a sweeper also, early in the morning, is waiting in the tea shop to get a cup of tea. Tea was taken in our childhood. See, somebody is stopping, sometimes they use tea. That was also later. But it was unknown. Drinking tea, drinking wine, smoking, meat eating, these things are unknown. Prostitution. They are all prostitution. Not that everyone is prostitution. And very strict. So these things should be taken care of. At least a class of man must be ideal. The people others will see, and the training should go on. Just like we are doing, we are inviting people to come, to chant with us, to dance with us, take prasadam, and the same stuff, addicted to drinking, addicted to prostitution, addicted to meat eating, is becoming cyclical. This is practical, you can see. What was their previous history and what they are now?
The country becomes affected. Our doctors tell us they should eat meat because of the protein.
Then the foolish. They are not eating meat for the last 10 years. Do you think they are reducing their health? Rather, people say bright faces. In Boston, one priest, I was going from Los Angeles to Hawaii, one gentleman, in plain dress. He's a priest. He said, Kaniji, how your students look so bright. And sometimes you are advertised as bright person. In Boston or somewhere, the ladies were asking, are you American?
How would you name somebody who takes you to this place and tries to look something? He said, how would we react if someone breaks in and tries to rob the building?
Rob?
A thief. What would we do if a thief came in? In other words, would we be violent?
You should be punished.
You said the violent?
Why not? It should be punished.
He will punish the same? What did he do? Did he start attacking him?
Ourselves or anyone, a thief has to be punished. A thief has to be punished. Ourselves or yourself, it doesn't matter. The thief is safe. He should be punished.
What if he breaks in because he's hungry?
Who breaks?
He says, what if he breaks in because he's hungry? What if he becomes in as a thief because he wants
something? Well, we said, everyone come and eat. Why he should remain hungry? We invite everyone, come here and eat. No charge, don't charge. So why should he remain hungry? Let us increase this program. All hungry men of Melbourne city, come here to take the sitting, concert. He invites, come on. Why you should remain hungry?
What if he's an alcoholic and he's hungry?
Huh?
We heard a couple of other poets coming in, we'll give them a phrase here and not to do.
Yes. Just like the golden
ones. Yes, sir. Can we make it like we had a wish for your son that coming in a phrase?
It requires little time to practice. Otherwise, it is open for everyone. Very wonderful.
But you will get the limitations of how far you can go. If you didn't read it.
He says, we would have our limitations of how many people we could feed.
We can feed unlimitedly, provided the government helps.
You could make a place for people, destitute people could come and have a
Oh yes. Everyone, we open to everyone. You come and help.
Could the government, in a word, use you?
No, we cannot be used by the government. We can use the government.
Yes.
Government cannot dictate us. That is not possible.
Just a moment. Just a moment. The government doesn't. In the fact that we have a lot of deficits to look after.
That is
and you feel you're in a religious order would like to help people. But the government subsidizes you.
Yes.
That is why. To provide this service.
That we have.
That you can do. So as long as they don't contradict you.
No. Our principle is
this. There are a lot of church organizations taking children.
You can see one day, if you kindly come early in the morning and stay one day, to see our activity, how nice we were doing. And then do the needful.
I don't come here as a person. I'm representing my department.
No, whatever it
is. What you convince me of now is the value. I can only say that the dealing with very poor people, you tell me what you're doing, then I said, but something can be combined. Well, I can say to the minister that they would emerge. It goes on from there.
They can
go back to Massachusetts.
Give us some contribution per capita for taking care. So then we can invite, we can increase the accommodation. Now we are doing, we have no business, no income. We are selling our books. So our income is limited. It's still we invite anyone comes. But if government encourages us, then we can increase the program.
Yes. Well, of course, it's a political decision.
It is above politics.
What?
It is above politics.
From your point of view, but where is the department depend on political decisions?
The department means the another setup.
Yes, that's just an instrument. Yes, the public will. The minister is elected according to public will,
yes.
Not the party.
Yeah, because they have made a department, just like you do. What is the department?
Social
welfare. So if they find social welfare, why not help? Why they bring politics? If actually there is social welfare here, why they should not support it?
Yeah, well, you're right. But in our society, ministers elected carry out certain policies. Not what he wants, but what the people say, voters. And they are attached to support.
And if your policy is social reform, is that?
Social reforms are our policy.
Then, social welfare.
So it's just to look after those who are in trouble. That's our policy.
Everyone is in trouble.
Right?
At the present moment, even the ministers are in trouble.
Yes, but that is not what our policy is. Everybody
is drunk. Physician, he dies. They are also drunkards, they are also woman hunters, meat eaters, and gambling. That's all. They require to be rectified.
But you can't help it. It's society. You have to go and change society. The society tells us that.
But unless you change the society, how can the social welfare? If you keep them as it is, they're very personal welfare.
It gives a different interpretation to the word.
Basically, one must be first class, ideally. That is one.
That's why it's so very difficult. You have to work on your own.
You find out what is our fault. You find out what is our fault. Then you can be ready. But when you see everything is nice, how will not accept it? Unless you are biased.
Of course I am biased. But we both are
different. Yes. But that's
our... But you are biased against Maru.
No, we are not biased. We say that just like we are not biased. We are allowed. We say that if you want to be first class, then you must not commit sinful activity. There is our
code. But I am a public servant. I'm not here to change society.
We are also public.
What do you do?
We belong to the public. You must become our servant.
What?
We are public, members of the public.
Yes.
So you should become our servant also, if you are public servant.
A public servant is in all philosophy, is a man who serves the minister elected by the people. This way he serves the public.
Yes.
And what the public is
saying, we are reforming the public.
Yes, that's what I mean.
They select.
When you reform the public, they will tell us that system.
So, the public selects a president, and they become discharged against dragging them.
Yes.
This is why.
Yeah, but this is how society works. You might want society to change, then we have to change. I just do what I'm asked to do. Otherwise, I lose my job.
Now, if you actually want to do some social welfare, then you must take this standard formula. And if you manufacture your own way, that will never be successful.
How come I might agree with you that if all of us would be Krishna?
Not all.
Then it would be just a sort of
that's just like we are proposing here. I'm not proposing. Krishna said that one must be peaceful. But how to become peaceful? If his mind is always disturbed, how will he become peaceful? Can become
people.
So that is the secret of success. You want to make people peaceful, but you do not know how to make him peaceful.
Yes.
So therefore you have to adopt this.
You have a competitive society.
Yes. We say that in chant Hare Krishna, eat here consciously, live here comfortably, and you become peaceful. It is there. If anyone, even a madman, agrees to this principle, that let him chant Hare Krishna mantra, take whatever nice food stuff he prepared, take, and be peaceful. He will be peaceful.
What's your answer that still such a small percentage of the population, tiny percentage of the population,
no.
Except a philosophy that
tiny percentage, just like there are so many stars in this sky, and there is one moon. In percentage, the moon is nothing. If you take percentage of the stars, the moon is nothing. But moon is important, and all is not in stars. But if you take percentage, he has no percentage both. But because he is moon, he is important and all these rest are stars. This is it. What is the use of taking percentage of the stars in the presence of moon? Let there be one moon, that is sufficient. There is no question of percentage. One idea or not. That time in Christian world, one idea or not. Let Jesus Christ.
What do you feel about Mahachetun?
What
is that?
How do you feel about
Mao
Tse
Tung? In China,
his ideal man. He's a communist.
His ideal is all right.
He's
Chinese. His ideal, communist idea. That everyone should be happy. That is good idea. But they do not know how to make a this life. They're taking care of the human being in the state, but they're sending poor animals to this world. Because they're godless, they do not know the animal is also a living being and the human being also a living being. So, for the satisfaction of the tongue of the human being, the animal to be successful. So that is the difference. Pandita Samadarsha. One who is learned, he is equal to everyone. That is that. So I'll take care of my brother and actually you. That is not that. That is going on. Everywhere, national. Nation, national means one has taken birth in that land. But the animals, poor animals, because they cannot make any protest, send them to the shelter house. And if there were ideal men, they would have protested. Oh, why are you doing this? Let them leave also. You leave also. Huh? Just produce food grains, say animals can also take, you can also take. Why should you take animals? That is the command. In the Bhagavad Gita.
But when the reasons are so long, people that could kill animals take something weak of the reason.
You should have, if you are not speaking for India or Europe, I am speaking the whole human society. Just try to understand.
So people started eating meat. Because
you can eat meat, but you cannot eat meat by killing your father and mother. That is human sense. You are taking meat from the cow. It is your mother. You take meat that in Australia, they produce so much meat, butter and everything, and after it is finished, cut this fork and make this and send to other countries. What is this man? Is it human? Do you think?
Well, I said 200 years ago, people to survive the reason of
the you take your mother's milk. You take your mother's milk, and then the mother cannot supply milk, you kill her. What is it? Is that humanity? And nature is so strong. But this injustice, sinful, you must suffer. You must be prepared to suffer. So there will be war, and also there will be peace. Nature will not tolerate. You do not know all this, how nature is working, how God is managing. You do not know God. This is the defect of this. You do not care what is God. We are scientists, we can do this. What do you can do? Can you stop that? Nature says, you must die. You are Professor Einstein, that's all right. You must die. Why did Einstein and other scientists say, you do not discover the medicine or process? No, no, it shall not die. So this is the defect of this. They are completely under the control of nature. And then declaring independence. Ignorance. So we want to reform this.
Well, I certainly wish you luck. I wish you luck.
Thank you.
The public service by you, the form society,
and
your law.
We are
the kind of instrument of
the kind of cooperative. try to learn the philosophy. And you'll be surprised how nice philosophy is. So we don't count for percentage. Let personality become ideal man. The same example. There is no percentage in comparison to the stars and one moon. What is the percentage? Millions of stars. It is. What is the percentage? One and million? Practically 0%. But still, because it is more, it is more sufficient than all these small stars. So, produce moon.
Yeah, but the moon is big, if we can recognize him, but it's not a moon. Just another star.
That's all right. He cannot make as good as moon.
Okay.
He cannot make, but it is possible. Is there ideas?
They're never the same, but a person would ask you, you're just a man like me,
if you approve this method, you can cooperate in so many ways. First of all, you have to see what is this method, the consciousness movement. That we are prepared to serve you, to convince you, the first class nature of this movement. Now, if you are convinced, try to cooperate. And in this other leader, you are also one of the leaders. If the leaders of the society become compassionate with this movement, other is automatically, our leader, our minister is supporting this.
Our minister is acting as a servant of the people. But can you keep calling
that is the defect. The people are rascals and they have elected another rascal. That is the defect.
But that's how it is.
So what can you tell? Then hopeless.
Oh, you can work on the
plan. We are going without depending on these aspects. We are going on. We are publishing our books, we are making our movement. We honestly try, that's all.
Yeah.
That we are doing. All over the world.
All we can do is allow you to convince the population differently.
Yeah, we are going.
And when you do that, then it's go to work on
the that supposed to be in a touch.
Huh?
A man, please do not have illicit sex. Have you got any objection?
Huh?
If I advise somebody that do not have illicit sex, have you got any objection?
Yeah, I
have. Illicit? If I say
I like sex. My wife likes
sex.
Huh? We just enjoy. You couldn't live without it. So marriage is happier because they have sex.
That's it. It is the position.
That is the position. We are both here.
How they have accepted?
Huh? I don't know. I don't know. But I couldn't. But we go around life with enjoying second and marriage is happier.
No, we don't. Why is sex? But we plan.
We don't have two children.
Illicit sex.
Well, it is. We use the pill, we use contraceptives, we use all kinds of things. Because it makes our
life. Why do you use contraceptives?
Because we don't want any more children.
But why don't you stop sex?
Because they like sex.
Yes.
Because they enjoy it.
That means, go to physician, I want to do everything I like, still I want treatment. This is the position. You want... You have come for treatment here.
I have been bothered.
Because you have failed to control the society. Your activity is therefore you are coming here. Treatment. But when I prescribe medicine, you don't accept.
I haven't come for treatment.
No, yes. Otherwise, where you
are coming? I was invited.
Yeah, just to help you in your social activities. Social welfare activities, to take some suggestion from us. But when you give the suggestion, you reject it. That is your point. You have come here to take some suggestion so that you can make your activity very nice. But when we suggest, you reject it.
Right? The truth is, I'm two people, I'm myself.
Anywhere.
Public
that is the position. For treatment, we go to a physician, and the physician prescribes medicine, we reject it. So how will we cure? That is the position. And the prescription is given to want to put it into goals of other persons. For the person will know about the prescription. The person. There's no question of it.
If I would come here and want to join the movement, I would accept it.
No, you join or not join. You have come here to consult us if we can help your activities. But when we prescribe, you do not accept it. That is your belief. You don't put that. Just go ahead. So, to make the whole human society happy, this God consciousness movement must be good.
Well, I certainly report back. Thank you very much for saying
this. That's a little way. It is our custom that if anyone comes, he should be offered a nice seat and given some eating.
How long will you be staying?
I'm going there for tomorrow.
You're going there. Have you seen many people in Melbourne?
There are daily one or two gentlemen guys who are coming. But the fine art prescription, they're strict. And but we're not going to change. We're not at the box, probably. That is not all. We have got our standard method.
Yes, sure. I believe that you should have this standard if you want something.
Yes. That is making us successful. We do not make any compromise. We do not make any compromise. This is our method. If you like, you take.
Yeah.
If you don't like, you go ahead. Don't matter.
You can convince the society to change.
Yeah, we are in this society, we are inviting everyone. They are coming. They are coming. Gradually they are becoming converted to this.
When will you be coming back to
Burma? Next January.
Coming here for 30 years?
Yes. I am going, but I only hopeful on these young boys. They do.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the whole place. Tell the whole place. It is true to me, very interesting. Patram pushpam phalam toyam. This is meant for human beings. The fruits. The tiger shall not eat. The fruits. The tiger, canine teeth, they are not like me. We have got different teeth. But it's in fruit. So we have got food grains, we have got fruits, we have got milk. By combination of milk and food grains, we can prepare so many nice palatable, full of vitamins. Why you should kill them? let the animal leave and take its milk and prepare nice food, full of vitamins. Milk is nothing, conversion of blood. So why do you take this blood by killing? Take the blood in a different form, milk. This is our goal. Let the animal live peacefully. And if you are meat eaters, let the animal die and eat. There will be no sad for it. The meat eaters, let us keep some animal, take meat, and when it dies naturally, we call the meat eaters, please take this. You take the skin free, you take the bones free, you eat meat, just wait for the death. It will die after all. That much concession I want. But let the animal live without any fear of being killed. So it will supply more meat. Suppose, if you know that I am keeping you here for killing, will you be very happy? Your mind will be always disturbed. You cannot get good service from me. The animal also understands that they are going to kill us. That we don't get sufficient meat. But when they are sure that they will not be killed, they will give double meat. They do not know the psychology. This is going on.
Oh, thank you very much.
And if you want to eat meat, let it die. Very well. Program. If you like, you can accept.
Yes.
Thank you. This is the disease, they think. They want to keep the poor blood free of prostitution so that they can enjoy. This is the main point he has admitted. Keep the young guys free. They have also sex with that. And these men enjoy. This is the whole basic principle. Yeah, understand.
This man, he was a very ripe age, and still he's saying...
Yes. The right age up to the point of death, one is sexual interest. Up to the point of death, there was a minister of Agbo. I told you the story.
Yeah.
Yes. At the point of death, he's looking to the young heart. That is natural. Unless one is trained, that is natural. That is Maya's entrapping machine to keep the living entity within this material world.
Sometimes the youth, when we offer them Krishna consciousness, they say, when I get older, I won't be so attached to this enjoyment, so then I can take it up.
They generally think so, but that is not possible.
That is not correct.
In Paris, very, very old man, 75 years, 80 years old, they are going to the nightclub, paying $50 entrance fee, then they spend money for old man, wine. A few hours they stay there and come back. They are all old men. Very difficult job. But still, by Krishna's grace, you are accepting this thing. That is a great mercy of Krishna. I find it very, very difficult. and one old man. And I told that Bhatku is a dead man in London. He proposed for a God by that friend. Can you make me Brahmin? Oh yes. To give up this habit? Oh, that is impossible. That is, this is our life. So the Western country, that is life. To have illicit sex, meeting, drinking, and gossip. There are organized clubs, brothers, hotels, all the people. People are accepting this principle, young boy, like you. It is Krishna's maxim. Otherwise it is impossible.
That tribe, do they don't enjoy it very much anymore?
Unless they enjoy Krishna, it is important.
But they are not finding it so pleasurable as young men?
Well, how you are finding pleasure in dancing and dance? It is a practice.
No, I mean sex life.
Sex life, we are not stopping. But sex life allow only to be grihastha, household. Restrict, not illicit. We are not stopping sex life. Sex life is required. But under rules. And if you enjoy illicit sex, then the whole society is spoiled. To make the innocent blood spoiled. And they have no other business than prostitution. That means you put the society into chaotic condition. The young girls, they become cheap, you enjoy, then you become irresponsible. You have no family income blanket. And you do not know how to maintain the family. That is the position. And why this welfare? Because the young boys enjoy the young girls and they get children. The government has to support.
That's the cause of
this. The welfare department is for that purpose only.
He's the head of the department.
He ought to die the same thing. He does not know how to cure it.
He said, I could not live without this sex life.
Yes. Mostly the women, bachelor daddy. They pose themselves as bachelor, but they are having at least 3 times sex. The contraceptive women have to say. And then I said to the standard, and if you want to reform me, then it is balanced. The whole basic wrong is that become godless enemies. The only method is this Krishna consciousness. There is no other second method. You cannot raise anybody to high quality unless he is Krishna consciousness. That is a special fact. And example is this. Because some of them are taken to Krishna consciousness, they are happy. All other things in heaven. He is a leader and he says, yes, it is his festival of life. He is in that by concept of life. If the leaders do something wrong, the others will follow. coming up. I think you should continue on as a grihastha for the family, unless you are like old, at least up to 50 years. What is your age now? 28. So up to 50 years, you do that. Grihastha, and take care of wife, children, work honestly, and then you prove an ideal grihastha. That is enough. Don't change your mind.
So they'll be able to take care of the situation there by themselves?
Oh.
In Hong Kong?
They're taking
it. Yeah.
Panchajari Maharaj is there. He's a sannyasi.
Yes.
That's all that. You don't change your mind.
Yeah.
You are already trained up about Krishna consciousness, so you try to become an ideal householder in Krishna consciousness. Because we are not rejecting householders. We are accepting everyone. Griheva monete thake agaurango bole that. Anyone, either he remains as a sannyasi in the forest, or he remains a grihastha at home. If he is cultivating this Krishna consciousness as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, then he is all right. That is the merit. So, now he is living as a grihastha, live as an ideal grihastha, don't change your mind. Vipushka. They are all grihasthas, all these panchatattvas. You see? Advaita Prabhu was a grihastha. He did not train in Kannada. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also was married. Nityananda Prabhu was grihastha. They are all grihasthas, but ideal grihasthas. So you become an ideal grihastha. That also went. Vyatta is also called ashram. Vyatta ashram. As sannyas is called ashram. Similarly, Vyatta is called ashram. Anywhere, cultivation of Krishna consciousness is going on, there is ashram. Now, it depends on my personal convenience, either as a man, as a yoga, or as a sannyasi. But when you have accepted the yoga life, so that's all of you, remain at least for 50 years. Then we can give up when your children are grown up. And so just give them education, settle them. Then you can leave home. That is this.
Yes.